End of the Heyway, Wednesday night, Black Bottomer, Rubber Shipment Crowds.
There's a famous Indian regarding cotton shins gathered with Tuchoyme. It's a panosa for a lot of Gashonim. B'mitzvah boys are speaking cotton shins gathered with Tuchoyme. And the Maitre said it was, Rav Shlomo Zalman Oibach, there was this boy, this B'mitzvah boy, gave a ganze drosh, a ganze pilpul, and cottage in the skala b'teicha oima. So Rav Shlomo Zalman told him, that there's a pilpul, or ba'alok ala maitre, and you also listen, as you count, even, let's say you were caught until the middle of the oima, to day 20, after that you carry on counting with the brocha, there's no problem. If you want to know that, etzem alokha. So we'll just see what the etzem shayla is. The shayla is as according to those shittas that say that one day is not makkah of the other, and if you miss out a day, it's nishkeferich, and carry on, then there's no shayla at all. So let's say a person in fact just started counting at day 20, there's no shayla, and he carries on counting, and he would count with the brocha. But lamaisu, la'aloch lamaisu ish choshesh, for the shittas of the Bahag. And the Bahag said, it's chadom mitzvah. That's the loss of the Bahag, and we shouldn't use that. Chadom mitzvah, that means it states shiva shavos chamimais, and it's got to be perfect the weeks. And to be perfect, it's got to be a continuous sequence, and you're not allowed to miss out today. So the shaila is, as a cotton, let's say, counted the day 20. At day 20, it became godel. And now the shaila is, mina toira, let's say, has it got a chir to continue weiter counting? Because actually, he's missed out 20 days. Now, what's the yisoid of the shaila? How do you understand the yisoid of the shaila? Why should it be shaila? This cotton did count for 20 days. And then it became a godel at day 20. And then, why shouldn't you count weiter? According to the bag, why should it be potter from counting? And the nakamin al-locha is, okay, but say they count, because Sophic go counting, but the shayla is, do you make a brocha? That's the etzem shayla. And the shayla, we have to understand, what is the shayla? Why should it be a problem? The answer is as well. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches says as well. What would happen, you have someone who's itim choyla, now itim shoyta, but itim cholim. That means he fluctuates. Amol is a shoyta gomor, and Amol is a pikeach gomor. He has fluctuations, he variates between moods, and sometimes a richtige shoyta, and sometimes a normal moment. Now, a shoyta is potter from mitzvahs. So let's say Seder Nacht, Pesach, Lel Seder, let's say it goes from 9 till 1, 9 o'clock is Nacht, till 1 is Chatzos, he's got the chiv to eat matzah from 9 till 1, sometimes between those times. And let's say between 9 and 11 he was a shoyta. During that time he was a shoyta, he ate matzah. So not them, he ate in matzah. So lechore was yoitzer. So the Gemara name is not yoitzer. So when it comes to 11 o'clock, when he becomes nochmal apikeach, he's got to eat matzah again. Why? Because when he ate the matzah, he himself was a shoyter and was not yoitzer the mitzvah. That's the chiddush of the Gemara, and that's the paskin in halacha zoi. In other words, the Gemara is saying, the same way as you can understand, let's say, Kiddush Shofar, Kriyas Megillah, Kiddush, all types of halachos of Shemei Ka'ina, the Shoyta cannot be Moitzi the Pekeach. You've got two people, Reuven and Shimon. The Shoyta cannot be Moitzi the Pekeach. Who are then on the self, same person? When he did a mitzvah of the Shas, when he was a Shoyta, he can't be Moitzi himself when he was a Pekeach. So yet, Chayatman Ashayla, a cotton is not a bar chiyuva. He's not a bar chiyuva. So now, when he counted, he wasn't a bar chiyuva. So Efsha is not a bar chiyuva. When he comes to day 20, he carries on counting, but he's got no chiyuv, because what he counted wasn't yoitza the svira. And that's the shayla. Has he got a chiyuv to continue? So it starts off like this, shayla. There's a not. Now, to understand, let's say, the chiyuv of svira bizman hazeh drabonim. Bechlal. Even for gdolim, let's say it's drabonim. And in fact, Mishavur is very much noita that svira so oima is drabonim. It's medayek for the mechabes sipes that it's drabonim. So oiba zoi, you can say, then there's no shailim olch. A cotton, let's say there was a cotton and a godel. A godel chayim midrabonim. And a cotton is chayim midrabonim, because a cotton is chayim misad chinuch. Every cotton is chayim mitzvah misad chinuch. So you could say a katan could be moitzi gadol because they're on the same level. Let's say Kriyas Megillah, a katan could be moitzi gadol because the katan's chayav the rabbanim misad chinuch. The gadol is only chayav the rabbanim, so a katan could be moitzi a gadol. Or let's say kiddush b'yoyim Shabbos, not leil Shabbos. Yoyim Shabbos on the day is only the rabbanim. You could say that a katan could be moitzi a gadol because they're both the rabbanim. They're on equal level. But the ma'aseh is nishtazoy. You're right. It's nishtazoy. Why? Because the cotton is still a lower level. Why is the cotton still a lower level? Because the gadol is chayv, what you call chad rabbanon. There's only one rabbanon chayv. A cotton is, Eshin, the whole chayv is on the rabbanon, and Sveitas, he himself, is only chayv rabbanon on all mitzvahs, so he's a terei rabbanon, he's two rabbanon. And two rabbanon is lower than one rabbanon. So a katan cannot be moitzi gadol even in mitzvah d'rabbon. The Mishmur is very much machmir like that. The Oshchit and Nishadim, the Mishmur is very much machmir like that. It's based on the Tosfos in Megillah. Yeah? Okay. So now comes again the Shaila. Yeah. Oh. Comes again the Shaila. Sorry. As this katan who counted till 20, he was trei d'rabbonos. The Chiyuv Sfira Bizman Zeh, by the way, just to explain why is Chiyuv Sfira Bizman Zeh Rabbanon, because we don't have the Korban Oyma anymore. So the all shittes that say since Sfira Oyma is Toila and Korban Oyma, and in this talk and Korban Oyma, therefore Sfira Oyma Bizman Zeh is only Rabbanon. So Mishmaru goes very much on that side that it's only Rabbanon. The Katan, when he counted the first 20 days of the Moshul, was Terei Rabbanon, because Sfira was the Rabbanon. He was only chayav drabbanon misad chinuch on any mitzvah. He's only chayav drabbanon, even on the rice of the mitzvah. He's only chayav drabbanon because he's only misad chinuch. And now he's a gadol, so he's chayav chad drabbanon. So was he yoitzer with the kriya with the sfira when he was trei drabbanon for the chad drabbanon? Yeah. Maskim, Yossi, okay. So that is the Shaila. So the Mishmur of the Stamad in general is very machmel gaba trade rabbonon, chad rabbonon, but there all seems to be shitters that are more makel, there's a modcha, and Rav Shlom Zalman Oibach went with the Tzugang as his makel, l'chol apochus l'gaba a cotton. L'gaba a cotton, it's an iskal b'tei choyime, if it's a self-same person, he was makel, and he said, zicha, if the whole chiyuv spirit is rabbonon, the cotton could be mitzi, the gadol, in at least clap himself when he became God, no problem making a bracha. Sorry? Yes. You're right. Anachanami. Okay, it could be in the loch, it's a serious. But if you hold by Emerson that he's not yoitzer, so at least you shouldn't say it with a bracha. The whole chakira isn't should he carry on counting, because the body should carry on counting, he's got to be choish for that children. Shaila ila gaba brocha, sovet brocha lokel. So you have to take in that in mind. So Ibe Zoi, you would still have the same shaila. If you choish for shittet bag. It's not the brocha, the whole shaila is the brocha. So it's not the brocha, you shouldn't. But the thing is, Rav Shlomo Zalman, when the Mahalik, he was anyway makel, he didn't stare him so much, trei drabon, chad drabon, at least clap of the self same person, Ramazogun. The cotton became a godlin. But now, Zot of Shlomo Zalman, Oivach. Zot says, Ostavisin, Einzach, he said to this B'mitzvah Boch, he said to this B'mitzvah Boy, Ostavisin, even if you hold Sviris Chaim is Menatera, and this cotton went from a Darabonon to a Daraisa, Ostavisin, there's no problem, you Chayev Menatera to carry on counting, and you should say a Brocha. And he's not talking Sofi. What was the Svarim of Shlomo Zalman Oibach? And there's many points can say like him, most Rabbanim they say on that side, that if a cotton did actually count when he was cotton, he did actually count, then he should continue counting, that's not the Chiddush, he should continue counting with a brocha. And many Rabbanim, many points can say that. The Shaila is, why? Let's say that Rav Shlomo Zalman said, even if you say that Sfira is Menatera. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, so the Yisoid Adava is, a minchas chinuch. The minchas chinuch explains like this. There are certain mitzvahs Well, we'll go straight to the Sefirah. There are all sorts of mitzvahs that... Now, to understand the Sefirah, the Bahag, we have to understand, what does the Bahag mean? That if you count, you're not allowed to miss any more counting. So the Iki Yisoid, they explain in the Shittat Bahag is as follows. They say that the whole idea is when a person counts, he's got to count in a sequence. If he misses out a number, it's Iki Chosam Nesefer. Imagine you go to an accountant and he gives you missing links and things missing in the figures. Iki Chosam Nesefer, it doesn't work. So let's say a person counts to 20. Till then, he's Iki Yotze. The bag never meant that he's not Yotze. The bag only meant, Ma'achshra V'Hola, from 20, we missed out 21 and jumped straight to 22. Is Iki Chosam Nesefer, he's missing the link. And therefore, he's not Yotze Vaita. So when he uses the Lashon Chada Mitzvah, he means possibly misad the sequence. There has to be a sequence. When you count, there's got to be continuation. And there's continuation. Where you stopped, Me'achshra V'Hola, you're not Yotze according to the bag. But till then, you're Zichra Yotze. There's Kama V'Kamarai. The most of the Eshkarai is, we know that even like the bag, we say a bracha every single day. So as you can ask, according to the Bahag, if it's one mitzvah, what, just one mitzvah, there, one long mitzvah, and that's it. So why do you make a bracha every day, 49 brachas? Straightens, if you're going to say that if you missed out, you're oikil machreya, and your whole counting haven't been yoshra, why do you become a count? There's a great chashash, you might forget. There are people never who die in the sphere. Rabbi Zalman says even a person knows for sure that he's going to miss out. Lamoshka, a person knows he's going to go over the date line from the west to east, and he's going to miss out a day, and therefore he can't count right with a brocha. But till then, he should count. Or he knows he's going to go for operation, he's going to miss counting. He should still count to where he is. So the whole problem is me'achshav v'holav, where he cuts off the sequence. There's a missing link. Then me'achshav v'holav is not yotze. So you see, the Yisoid in the Bahag is as follows. The Yisoid in the Bahag is, it's got to be a sequence. So Eber Zoyal, many poskim say, the idea in this sequence is, that if he's counted, somewhat he's counted till 20. Even if it's not mamis the sphere of mitzvah in our Torah, of its Eberz HaSvira, we'll see exactly how, we write something in that sphere, it's a sphere, then it's helped at least to build up a sequence. And Mamela Ma'akshav Holo, he can count if he hasn't missed anything. So let's say he came a cotton, it was a cotton till 20, day 20. And then at day 20, he became a godel, and he counted to day 20, so he kept his sequence. So it makes sense his counting, he can continue right to counting. The Iki is that there was a number that reached there. There's a chiddush that many, you saw it in Menchas Chinuch, and he builds that up. Now the question is, how far do you say this Yisoid? That if he counted, whatever form of counting, then he's Yotze Ma'achshav V'Hola, and it's built up a sequence, and he can count right with a brocha. I'll ask you a shayla, a ger shenis gaya. And he's told, you know, you have to prepare, he's going to become a ger in the middle of the Omer, he has to prepare himself, so he start counting. But pastor's misad svara, if he starts counting as a richter gegoy, even though it's a sphere of b'mtzias, of he's got no shame mitzvah, pastor's that wouldn't be called counting. Because even just counting as oi will not be called counting. But cotton is a shame mitzvah. A shame mitzvah. A maisa mitzvah. Even in a Torah, the fact that he's doing it, showing a maisa mitzvah, therefore it helps legabel sfira. But it's got to be that he counted. If he didn't count, then sheitzach didn't help. The Be'er Halacha declares legabel oinon. So the Be'er Halacha says as oi. Eva oinon. Should not count, it's also for him to count. The whole shayla is he allowed, oinon is part of a mitzvah. The shayla is something like sphere, which is very short, is it included? That is, oinon is also to do mitzvahs. Also to do mitzvahs. But the shayla is on sphere, is it mamish also? It's so short, it's such a small mitzvah, is it also? So the buildup of the Be'er Halacha is azoy. If he's mamish also to do the mitzvah and he did sviras mashma, then vaita, if he did count and he built up the sequence, he doesn't count vaita. Because that svira, even though he did the mitzvah of svira, they hadn't got a shame svira because possibly it was also for him to count. As that svira, it was also for him to count, he shouldn't count. But if you say he had a rishus to count, the tzad has a rishus to count, though he's not chir, he has a rishus to count, that can be used to count vaita. Might not be so in a gay high, but the mice is also missing. I think in halacha, the mice it is shaykh. It's not common. Eved Kanani Shinishtachrem. Now, Eved Kanani is, if I'm not mistaken, it's Shaykh Einzgesaitim. It's just not done, but it's Shaykh. Shiv Kanani, Eved Kanani Shaykh. So imagine that Eved Kanani's got the same halachas as an Isha. Isha is potter from Sri Sri Mishwara Paschal potter because Mitzvah says she's my grandma. So Eved Kanani's got the same halachas as an Isha. So imagine Eved Kanani, till day 20 was an Eved Kanani, and he did count. So what it is, he is begeder eina mesuvah v'isa. He's not mesuvah. Or he's still a ma'aseh mitzvah. Because it states, God mesuvah v'isa, m'shein mesuvah v'isa, ma'aseh chois, abshat is eina mesuvah v'isa, still a ma'aseh mitzvah, somewhat a ma'aseh mitzvah. Might not be on the dag of someone's mesuvah v'isa. So that svira has got shem svira, and mainly it helped till day 20, and from day 20 when he became was Meshuchra, and became a Richter Geid, then he zichud can count weiter with a brocha.
So if you forget that the Smith's own about home, let's say you're home by yourself.
Yeah.
And I'm in the house on my own, like with my two friends.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, like Mary and Abby.
Yeah.
Do they have to count as well, or can I sit for them on my own? What's that
offer? They can count as well if they want.
Uh-huh.
They can count as well if they want.
No, but they're in bed. I can't.
They're what?
Like, for instance, on
their
way to bed.
Ah, so they've lost it. So say it the next day. Next day, remind them.
But they won't know.
Oh, so just remind them. Best is you remind them and tell them and say it with them.
Or can I say it in front of the Gentile?
Yeah, no problem.
Does the Gentile
mind? Yeah, you can say it. No problem.
No, but does the Gentile
mind
if I say it?
No, why should he?
But he's in the room.
No, Nishka Felech. You're not doing anything strange. Yeah. Wenn es ein kleines Wort, der Meister, der Welt sagt, als der Wadi gewiss, we know that Lag Boime is, say, the Yomi Lulav, Rav Shimba Yichayin, Turis Nista, Kabbalah, Zoya, was revealed on that day, that's why it's such a Choshev day. The interesting thing is, look at the Gemara, Samach Beis, on the Beis, and that's why it's the greatest Simcha, and that's why many people are making already by Nacht, Lag Boime by Nacht, because the Chayra, the Mahalach of Mishnah, he didn't bring that down, he brings the Yom Shekolim, the same, Talmid Rabbi Kiva, and he uses the swar of mixes Yom Kikuli, like an Avela, the person gets up beginning of the day. So, the Mishmuru finds a bit schwer, what's the heter by night, like Boima by night, with the Atenum of Tisphorus, Nesuin, music, Oichet. But if you say, Rabshim Bayachai, Yom Yulun, so the whole day is a Gans Yom Tum. So they won't know, as Torah's Nista, Torah's Zoya, Kabbalah was revealed that day in the Greater Talk. The interesting thing is, as we've got to realize also, as Torah's Nigla is also a great Yom Tov. Why? Because the pre-Chodesh Fret Tazah Shaili says, it's Mashmah in the Gemara, and what was Lag Boima, the Gemara, the Mishmurah also bring, what was special about Lag Boima, the Gaon brings down, they stopped dying the Talmidim of Rebbe Kiva. So the Welt Fret Tazah Shaili, the pre-Chodesh Fret Tazah Shaili, they stopped dying. Okay, a person gets it from a Velus, why is that Yom Simcha? And Mishmuru, I think, used the lashon Yom Simcha Ksatz. So Yom Simcha, why the Yom Simcha? So Pre-Chodesh explains, as when they died, it's brought in Yavam and Samach Beis and Beis, and Rabbi Kiva didn't give up, and Rabbi Kiva went and ate Surah Abbasin Shavadorim, and he taught the five Talmidim, Rameh, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lazar ben Shimon. V'heim midi Torah. The Pshat is, as it was a rejuvenation of the Torah, Mamish was Meschazik the Torah, and the Pre-Chodesh explains that day of Lag Boim, where Kolu, they stopped dying, the Talmid of Rebbe Kiva, that was Kert, there was a building, there was a binyan, binyan with Techstira, as Melez, Oskaboy, also Torah Snickler as well. It's interesting how it comes back to that together.
Was that the next day? Was it even 20 months?
You're right, you're 100% right. The Gemara is not Mashmah the same day. It's Mashmah late. But the fact that they died, the Gezeira stopped, it was the impetus, the springboard for the Torah to be rebuilt. The Pre-Chodesh said that. Okay, it's good. Yeah.
Please, now.